And there we go. So, last time, besides almost a TPK due to infighting, what else happened?
I think we killed, I almost killed some guy. And Vulcan brought him back to the camp of the Wrath for some reason.
Yep, that happened. We had some interesting events with our doctor family.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. Monkey decided to stay.
Faraday decided to stay with the apes and lead them for now. And so he sent his daughter in his stead.
And she had a interesting time the first few hours out of her home.
Yeah, like the party nearly murdering itself.
She also saw her dead mother. Well, robotized mother. Abomination.
Yep. The machine wearing her mom's body, pretty much. Yeah, I think that's in very broad strokes and in non-chronological order what happened. So, we ended last session pretty much with people going to bed, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And I think the rabbit was like, "Oh, my leg!"
Then I went to bed.
And he keeps waking up screaming. Just in total pain.
And a sedated, whimpering Tolkien moose.
Pretty much.
So, is anyone keeping watch during the night, or considering half your party is not in fighting?
I'll keep watch, because reasons. I don't even think I have food anymore. I'm just gonna die.
Didn't you have food, but
no
water?
Food. I have no water. I desperately need water.
We ate before the combat.
Yeah. I'm still pretty sure I didn't have any water. Nobody had water to spare.
I did. I would give you one.
Why, thank you.
Give.
We just reduce mine.
And this is why you went ape shit.
Oh, yeah.
Sharing water.
What? Had damage? It was all like two extra food.
Did you hurt yourself?
Looks
pushing
like
pushing or something? Yeah, you put in the final fight. You hurt yourself pushing. I remember. Because everyone hurt themselves pushing. Everyone who participated in that fight, pretty much.
Yeah. Yes, but we're sleeping now, so we can eat. Can we eat grubs to heal that?
Eat and sleep.
I will do that as well. Except my last food. I have to get more of that.
Maybe a roll scout?
For keeping watch?
Is something sneaking about?
Are you keeping watch the entire night, or?
No. I'm gonna need somebody to keep watch after. I'm gonna ask Barbosa.
Okay, do I need to roll scout and all that?
Yeah, why not?
You're making us roll for nothing.
Both of you give me a scout.
You're making us roll for nothing.
No, I'm going to make some rolls here myself.
Yeah, you're rolling for wind.
Yeah, someone has terrible wind after eating some bad food.
Does someone have one extra water to spare so I can heal my agility and fatigue damage?
Yeah, you can have some water.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
I fail. Well, I hurt myself.
You scouted so fucking hard.
All right, I succeed, but I also have to go to bed.
Okay.
I had two successes. Couldn't we have just said that I made up for your scouting or something? I don't think you had to hurt yourself.
One success is fine. Also, you scouted after I was up.
This is true.
You looked so hard after in the second shift that you saw that nothing happened in the first shift.
One of my eye popped out straight out of its socket.
Ba-ba-ba. Huh. There it is.
You're looking really hard for nothing, really, because nothing's happening.
there is something happening. It was just it looked really weird because for a moment there I didn't think the numbers I rolled existed because I couldn't find them, and I could find the numbers below and above, but not the specific ones that I was looking for.
Wait, what? How does that? Because you have to reroll, or no? That doesn't make sense.
No, it was just that. Since there's several tables on, like, next to each other.
Yeah.
I like, all the other ones I could, like, see how they were going. But the one specific one that I was looking for, it basically had nothing in for quite a while until, like, way at the end.
Is it a gelatinous cube?
No. But, let's see.
Roll a 1d2.
Well, I rolled a d6 because I had no d2 in front of me. But
it's called a coin, by the way.
Yeah, I don't have a coin either.
No, but they make like D2
dice. That's so stupid.
No, I'm looking for one. It's disgusting. I cannot find one that's reasonably priced, but anyway.
It is starting to become morning. It's not quite morning yet, but like you start like getting that hint of light over the horizon. The sun is not quite up yet, but and then you start hearing this.
The crown rumble. It's another land shark.
No, you hear this angry buzzing sound.
Oh, great.
Well, we're all asleep, so we all woke up.
No, it's just you.
Just Barbossa.
Yeah, just Barbossa hears this angry buzzing sound.
Would I know what that would be with my other success?
Well, it's coming from above.
Oh, that's a drone. But roll. Yeah, normally to see things from afar, it's scout, but if you can't see it.
It's still dark, so the scout is mostly by hearing.
Would no nature work? Does the buzzing sound natural?
It's quite high-pitched, and it just keeps going. There's no ups and down in it. It's pretty much keeps in one tone.
I think he's going to wake us up.
If I can't figure out what it is. But yeah, sure. I guess I'll go around the camp and wake the fucks up.
Okay. You're waking up quite early. It's no light yet, my Barbossa. You wake everyone up, or?
Yeah. For the most part. I mean, I probably leave, our good moose friend asleep since he's kind of having issues today.
You have to have your smelling salts anyway since he's, like, drugged.
Oh, great.
So, what's happening?
You hear an angry buzzing sound from above.
I look up.
It's dark. It's still night.
Does it sound like it's getting closer?
No, it kind of sounds like it's keeping at one distance.
Does it sound like the aerial drone we heard earlier?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Oh, it's a drone. Fuck it.
Or maybe it's just like Barbossa's mother with the cap with the thing on it. So like a helicopter cap. She's just flying down. It's probably that.
So,
all right. So we, I guess, if it's a drone, we get ready to attack.
No, we can't see it.
No, but I get ready to defend myself.
How are you getting ready? What are you doing?
Well, I'm just, I guess, I don't know if it's gonna do damage, but I prepare my sling and I point it to the sky until I see something. But I don't want to attack it as soon as I see it because maybe the drone didn't see us.
It's probably seeing us right now. We just can't see it because it's too dark.
But I am reading my thing.
So you're standing there with...
I don't think looking... Okay.
You're standing there with your sling and a stone in it?
Yes. Pointing up, just waiting if something appears that seems threatening.
Okay. Everyone else then, what are you doing?
I'm gonna pick my things and slowly back up under a tree or something.
Yeah, I believe I'm gonna hide as well.
Looking non-aggressive.
Dreaming blissfully.
Ringo standing there, like, yawning, looking at you, a little in confusion. It doesn't look quite like he's quite awake yet, but what's going on?
The finger in the mouth and just point him to move to the thing, like, point a finger towards the forest and...
Okay, I'll be having breakfast soon? And then he kind of waddles off closer in under a tree.
Yeah, I'm going under a tree too, but I keep my sling pointing up.
Is anyone trying to hide, or are you just...
Yeah, I'm going to hide.
Is anyone else trying to hide?
I am not hiding. I am sleeping.
yeah, it's fine. I'll just ignore you. You're sleeping.
Or maybe you're dead. Comfortable mattress.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to hide as well.
It might send a big one too. If it does, we fuck.
Those are just sneak rolls, right?
Yep. If you're trying to hide, you do sneak rolls.
Man, I'm a sneaky ape.
Mm-hmm.
So you can share one success with someone that doesn't succeed.
Looks like we're all did it though. So.
Yep.
I guess if I need to, we can use it on like Ringo or something.
Well, technically, Concrete is here too, even if he's not playing.
He's also sleeping. He's also non-threatening. Or something, eh? But yeah, if I need to, I'll use it on whoever needs it.
Yeah, we can just use him as a meat shield if they attack us. Whatever, he's not here, so what can he do about it?
Let's see here. So many pages. Ah, oh, there he is. There's the rolling. Wow, Ringo's not doing too well. I guess he's too sleepy to figure out how to hide.
No, but Barbosa had two successes.
Yep. And let's see for Hunter then. Wow, I'm good at rolling.
Maybe push Ringo, not concrete. Just so it's an NPC, so he can take damage.
Well, technically NPCs can't push.
They don't push?
I don't think they can push, actually.
Okay.
But what the hell?
They don't have determination.
Well, he manages to hide by tripping.
Well, he really, really wanted to hide with this cart, so...
Tripping into a bramble bush?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, basically, he twisted his ankle and he's stuck among all the thorns. And you hear whimpering from the bush. Okay, so all of you have managed to hide in various ways. And you hear the sound coming closer. And it appears to be down, I would guess, say about 15 feet up or like 5 meters. And you see this red light. And now you can see it in the dim light. It starts to hover around your camp area.
But Tolkien is still sleeping.
Well, yeah, he was sedated. He was actually drugged. So he's in a drugged sleep. Okay, so is anyone doing anything?
Well, I'm not doing anything as long as the drone is not doing anything.
I'm gonna get my laser pistol out.
Okay. Okay, the drone just keeps circling and circling and circling. It's been several minutes of it just going around and around your campsite.
So it doesn't seem like he saw us?
Oh, no, he definitely saw us. Thing is, if he's calling for reinforcement for some reason, because we look shady as fuck, like it did last time, that's going to be a harder battle with an unconscious moose. I think we should try to get the moose to wake up and get the fuck out of here.
And, let's see. After a few minutes, you see three more red lights show up.
All right, we gotta go.
There's no sound from these, though. The first one is much louder than the three others. And the three, like, since your eyes have adjusted now, you see the first one is kind of like a gray, slightly metallic look to it. These three that have shown up are much sleeker, more sharp angles, and they're completely jet black.
Barbosa, go wake up Tolkien. We gotta get out of here.
All right, I'm gonna go stealthily sneak over to him and try and wake him up.
Okay, sneak over there.
He's sedated. How is it gonna work?
I don't think we're gonna be able to sneak over there. Well, he's been sedated for a long time.
Yeah, like, he would possibly wake up if you shake him or kind of slap him, like, something just to knock him out, but
yeah,
we did. He's not very sensitive
over
sound.
There. I'm a sneakster.
So you manage to sneak over there, and how do you bring him out of his sleep?
I guess I would just try and first just, you know, rouse him. Gently enough so that he doesn't wake up all abrupt and maybe get those things upset. So I'd probably just try and shake him a little bit to wake him up.
Okay.
It's gonna end so badly.
Tolkien was completely animal now, was he? Or
he can't talk or use tools.
Okay. It didn't say anything about not being able to think or...
No, I don't think so. He rolled a 2, so it's probably...
Well, is that an NPC, listen. So...
After that, you lose the ability to speak and use tools. C3 and 4.
Can't use Comprehend.
Yeah, so you can now, you can think, you can't do Comprehend, you can't use tools, and you can't speak. Even as a player, you're only allowed to describe what you're doing.
But you can dance. You can dance. Everybody look at your hands.
All the all your hands down your pants.
Yeah, no, he's gonna make moose noises.
Oh, it's the safety dance, so of course we're all gonna be safe, and everything's loudly gonna end well.
Because he can't comprehend that he is in mortal danger.
Well, you can still think clearly, but you can't use your comprehend skill.
You take the panic on Barbosa's monkey face would show that there's something wrong.
That's fair. So yes, he'll stare at her.
Come on now, we gotta move. So, well, we're just gonna leave for a little bit, and then we can come back and try and gather back up all the stuff.
Yeah, no, they'll just leave then.
Just the two of you, or everyone leaving?
He'll pick a direction and just walk.
Can you guide him towards? Let's go west.
Okay, so everyone give me one more sneak roll to try and sneak away.
I've been doing so well. This is going to be the one I fuck up.
Agility is 2, sneak is 0. Give me the best.
Oh, do I want to push? I'll see the results of the other people.
Wow, this is you guys are all going to die.
I don't know, should I push?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can push, but I'm going to take at least 2 damage.
Oh, wow. I took 2 damage.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to push.
Oh, I didn't succeed, and I took 3 damage.
What the fuck?
We just wrecked ourselves trying to run away from fucking drones.
At least a lizard manages to sneak away. Squeak, 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 squeak from the wheel. I see. So, who did not succeed with that one?
I did not succeed, but I didn't not push.
Neither did I.
I did not succeed.
Did anyone actually succeed? I don't think anyone did.
I did. Also got 3 damage.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, I only got 3 damage, but I didn't succeed. That's really bad.
Okay, let's see. We'll give them one mutual. They have different values. So they have 2 scout rolls. One for the first one, and then one for the group. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So Jesus, the first one noticed.
So that's actually pretty good for us.
And the other ones noticed as well. That's a lot of dice. I know. It's a lot of dice.
I mean, they're observers for a reason. They're very specialized.
Yeah. So, which one was it that did not succeed? Tolkien and Cahoon.
Of course, I didn't take damage, which was nice.
Yeah. What was the potion you made me, Christian, last game?
I believe when Faraday gave you stuff, I think he gave you, like, heal potions. And
yeah,
then
for doubt
the alcohol. Well, the alcohol does doubt. I think the heal potions just did heal. Just did damage. I don't know. No, you asked for
you
doubt ones, so I did make you the doubt ones. So you should have some of those. I don't remember how many we rolled for how many I gave you.
Barbosa didn't succeed also. We were three people that didn't succeed.
And then I tried to push and took 2 damage. Which is pretty lame.
You're all gonna die.
Okay, let's see. The first one drone. Well, let's do initiative, because they're going to try and sap you guys.
Oh, they are?
Yep.
It's too bad I lost all my agility so I can shoot.
Fuck, I forgot about that. That's really bad also. Oh no.
Let's see. Ta-da.
But I got my sap back, so I can hit them if they get low enough.
Yeah, as soon as I see that they're going to attack or being aggressive, I'm going to shoot. But I'm probably going to be broken after that.
They are first. They have, all of them have 10. I managed to get 10 on both teams.
It's okay.
Okay, so first the normal one. It will try and... there we have... So, let's go. It's the 3 of you by the end there, who's visible. So, Cahoon, it's going for you.
Okay.
I mean, he is struggling behind the rest of us on his hobbled leg.
Okay.
Too bad you don't have armor.
Yeah, no, I don't have armor. Because we keep getting enemies that don't have skins, so I cannot skin them.
I mean, you could skin these,
okay, so
basically.
You take 2 fatigue damage.
Oh, well, I was 1 away from being broken, so...
Yeah, you're broken.
It basically... Does it do something if I'm 5 damage out of 4? Does it do something?
No, you just go to 0. You're broken.
Okay.
Basically, it fires some darts things, and then there's like a small lightning bolt coming from it.
Okay, I'm just yelling, no! Not you again!
You got tased, bro.
Yep, you got tased.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
And then...
Wow, you're useful. Thank God we brought you along.
First of the other ones, go for Barbossa.
If we all die here, I blame the cats.
We didn't even go to the cats.
Better than blaming Tolkien.
Yeah, that's true. We should blame Tolkien.
You really should.
Okay, you take 3 damage.
Oh, do you have armor? You have big, no?
No, not on this character. I'm going to use an FP and jump her away from that.
does it work like if you can spend 1 point to reduce 1 damage? Or how
does
it work? I don't
think jump works like that.
You just jump away from stuff. I'm pretty sure, at least. I don't know, though.
That's for moving. That's on your turn, I think. It's when you do a move, no?
Yeah, it's
maybe
probably
I didn't
on your
put
turn.
The I didn't put the description in right now.
Let me check.
Because just 3 damage will damage
you. Wait, what's your skill?
Jumper. Animal powers.
I think it's an enhancer for move.
Yeah, you can use it to basically get an extra long move.
Yeah, it says when the jump replaces your maneuver for that turn.
Yeah.
You have to use it during your turn.
So that's in your turn.
Alright then, so yeah, I guess I'll take my 3 damage and get broken. Cool.
The fuck? The wife, then the daughter? What a terrible one this.
So that's... okay. Then we have 2 more, but they're not going to fire at the ones they've broken. Because why would they?
I don't even have the... Motherfucker.
Apparently we're gonna do like range combat, we shouldn't try and fucking sneak.
Yeah.
Or run away.
Okay, so Tolkien takes 3 damage.
Use bait.
Maybe not do that. Maybe spend 3 ferality points for my huge.
Huge.
Can you do that or can you just reduce the damage by 1?
Let me check. All powerful build, increase your fighting power, and we the damage 1 if you can. Suffering damage.
Yeah, you cannot spend more.
Okay, yeah, then I will not do that since I only have 2 fatigue to begin with.
So you're broken as well, then?
Yes.
This is going well. Looks like it's a... And then, yeah, the last one does nothing because it doesn't know anything else.
No, now they're just prepared to round us up.
I guess it's up to Crosby now, sitting in some bushes.
What is Concrete doing?
Well, I didn't even roll for him sneaking away.
I'm just yelling, by the way. I'm just, no! No! I'm not doing anything, but I'm yelling.
Should have known well, that putting
he managed
so low
just to sneak
ability.
Away. So he was with Ringo. They've gotten away. Unless they get pursued. But...
Yeah, but they have guns. So he has a gun he could
yeah.
use.
Well, I'm going with Crosby first. For what are you going to do? Then we'll see what Concrete is doing. Alex?
Yeah, trying to think.
Cut your losses. Run.
I'm thinking about it. So they're clearly way stronger than us.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to capture us.
Yes.
If we get captured, that's the end of the character.
Maybe. I mean, they could just be being assholes and just going around teasing random animals.
I think I'd rather take my chance with the big one.
The sleek black-looking one?
Yeah. I mean, the one that's going to try to pick them up. I'm gonna see if they come down or anything like that to pick them up.
Okay, so you're waiting.
Also, it's your fucking fault you pointed your slingshot at them, so I have no pity.
Cahoon, you failed us.
Stupid.
Being aggressive.
How is it my fault?
Because you showed aggressiveness as drones that were looking at us. That's why it's your fault.
They don't automatically abduct everybody that they see.
But if they did that, then it would be no one around. But I'll explain later what you guys did if it goes really bad.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll wait.
So you're holding, and I guess Ringo and concrete are also holding, but a bit further away.
Yes.
They've taken cover in some hole or something that they managed to sneak to.
Yep.
Okay, you wait and you wait. It feels like an eternity of waiting, especially when you have like buzzing drones hovering above your head. So we have two people who were broken by damage.
Wait, they were broken by damage?
Yeah, I thought it was fatigue.
No,
me, I'm broken by fatigue.
Cahoon is broken by fatigue. Barbossa and Tolkien are broken by damage.
Oh, it was damage.
I don't think they're broken then.
Yeah, no, if it was damage, that's different.
Yeah, it was damage.
Barbossa, are you broken by damage?
I took my full 3, so yeah.
So roll 2d6.
Clace.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use my feral point to give myself 1 defense so I'm not broken?
Yep.
Okay. They're just going to shoot you down the next turn. Like, 2 boars were going to shoot you.
That's fair.
All right, let's see.
So I'm assuming the same thing is going
to
happen.
You could try and, like, I guess, pretend to be broken.
That will be the idea on
what
my turn.
What did I get on the trauma chart?
You got a sprained wrist. No, sprained wrist.
I'll use the opposite
I guess
of dominate.
When I fall.
Minus one to shoot and fight for one, okay. For d6 day.
Okay, so roll a d6 for that.
Yep. For 2 days. That feels like a fairly minor thing for getting shot with... You sprained your ankle.
Or my wrist, but yeah.
Your wrist.
So what would it be to play dead? Can I do dominate and just be the opposite of dominating?
Well, I'm pretty sure if you're lying there, they're not going to realize you're faking it.
Yeah, you can lie still. That doesn't take...
I will lie still and hope they don't continue firing on me.
They don't. And after what feels like 12 eternities, the three black ones just quietly lift head up and fly away, leaving just the one gray metallic one.
And it stays there?
Yeah, it's staying there. The black ones have left. It's just one. One single one left right now.
And it's all leaving.
Nope, it stays just slowly hovering around the area.
Yeah, tell Concrete, take a shot.
You yell to him or? Because he's quite a distance away from you since he snuck away with.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, Concrete, get back here.
So you're shouting at him.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm looking if the drone notices. Because I don't know if they pick up audio.
Well, you pretty quickly get your answer to it because it turns towards you and this starts moving closer. It kind of appears like it doesn't start shooting or anything, so perhaps it doesn't know exactly where you are, but it noticed that there was sound coming from, like, to its side, so it's starting to search specifically where you are now.
All right, I'm going to take a shot.
Okay. That is one hit, and it has weapon damage 2, right?
That's right.
And you don't want to push it?
No, I'm not going to break my laser rifle.
Okay, well, let's see. It's armor.
So it absorbs it?
Yep. The laser beam just goes, and then you see how it reflects off the side of it and hits a tree, causing a small fire, scorching and causing a small fire in a tree.
That's fine.
Now he knows where you are.
Yeah, now he has a fairly good idea where you are. That's but fine. We have Concrete as well. Let's see. Okay. What was the skill bonus? 2.
Nice.
Boom!
And he sees one for knocking it down.
Yeah, no, definitely that.
So one for knocking it down and then the other one for damage.
And just discharge it with your antler.
That was the plan.
I don't think you have enough maneuver, though. But you can at least get up.
Is it 2 damage each? How does it work?
No, it's 2 damage base, then, and then 1 extra for every other success.
So 3 damage and 1 to knock it down.
Okay, well, his shot hits it in the side. And it sparks and there's smoke coming from one of the engines and it starts kind of spiraling. It doesn't. It kind of loses a bit of altitude, but it hasn't gone down. But it has trouble staying still because the rotor on one side has full power, the other one can't get full power.
Dang, so it's still outside of Tolkien's range?
No, it definitely drops before it can start trying to stabilize.
Yeah, no, Tolkien's gonna tackle that thing head first.
Okay.
And let's see.
And run off in the forest. See how many points you use.
I will use 2 arrow points to give it +4. 1 right now. I'm gonna have to roll 2d6.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, no.
So you have to roll again?
Yeah, yes. I do. Okay, I got a 5.
It's not too bad.
I was just imagining, like, if you get a 2 again and you just attack me, I'm not entirely sure. Oh, come on, and you just tackle me.
I'm not entirely sure how both these will be able to coexist in at the same time.
I'd say complete it. I'd say your animal side is completely suppressed, and your human side takes over. Means you lose all your FP and aren't able to gain more. You push as usual, but you won't gain any FP. You cannot use the dominate skill.
I don't think that technically he got to attack, because I think it says you have to roll the feral points dice first before you do something else.
Well, it even with that result on the feral point, it doesn't stop him from attacking.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
And he has already spent his feral points.
Hey, you shouldn't start talking. I know it's advantages, but I like the idea that it completely reverts.
Yeah.
I lost all my feral points. I'm down to 0.
Yeah, but you become completely like, you start talking it out of nowhere. So you're like, "Murr! Fuck you!"
Yep, you're completely... You're pretty much just completely human now, and mentally...
Sit down, read the newspapers.
It's just fucking
just a regular human now.
This is what humans do. This is what humans do.
I have to go file my taxes now.
I don't know what taxes are, but I'm sure that's something humans do.
Can he talk now?
Yeah, now he can talk.
1d6. Okay.
But yeah, you have to roll 1d6.
I did. I got the 5.
Okay, so for 5 days, you're
out of FP. Another one. You have to roll another one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's for how long you're going to be completely human.
3.
3 days.
Good news is you can use tools again.
Yep.
All right, what happens to the metallic monstrosity?
My success of 2, or should I push that? No, I'd knock myself out if I get any kind of failure.
So that is 2 damage, or what?
I'm going to do knock down with one of them and go for the other engine with my horns, my antlers.
Okay, so... Da-da-da. Okay, so you get a knockdown. It's not out. It tumbles on the ground, bouncing, but it's not out.
Fair enough. I mean, a boost doesn't beat a car, usually.
Yeah, so you knock it out of the sky and it just bounces on the ground a few times. As you probably look in confusion, wondering, why did you charge it and hit it with your head?
I have a perfectly good staff over there.
Okay. Crosby.
Oh, we can still attack. How far is it? And how much would it take for me to pull out those scissors?
Well, drawing a weapon counts as a maneuver.
And moving counts as a maneuver?
Yep.
So it's too far right now.
Yep, it's not in
right.
Arm's reach distance.
I'm gonna go fist first.
Going feral on it?
Yeah.
Going full predator.
Yeah.
Not on the rotor blade.
Yeah.
It's moving.
Yeah.
Shoving your nose into the rotor blades.
I will. I'm gonna rip that motor blade and stick it up its metaphorical ass.
Well, I would...
Excuse you, it's a metal bird. It's cloaca.
I will require a comprehend roll to try and figure out which side it.
How many points are I'm spending 5. Fuck it, I don't give a fuck.
Are you taking a clue from the honey badger?
Yeah, this is just 4 FP.
Okay.
So I roll a d6.
Oh, shit.
So 2d6.
Baby, don't push that.
No, roll 2d6.
It's for the feral points.
Yep.
You roll 2 ones on the feral points rolls.
I don't roll 2d6. I think it's if you take 1. Yep.
So he is a beast now.
I'm gonna get my other animal power now.
But is the maybe if he rolls the second one, it's gonna cancel the first one?
No, I mean, getting a power is great, actually.
Yeah, so I'm gone. Bye.
I'm running the opposite direction.
So one turn completely beast, one turn human. Together you can form a half-human, half-animal. Or two half-human. Two half-human, half-animals. Okay, you're...
But how long will you be like this?
When someone succeeds on a heal on him, but it takes 1d6 hours before you can even try.
So 5 hours. Unless this wasted.
I think we should just kind of, like, stay in hiding for, like, a week or two.
Yeah. I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm going home.
So you're trying to run home?
Yes.
Okay. So first off, what did you do to the poor machine?
Do I even attack? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, you still complete the action you were doing, I think.
But it says that the GM gains control of the PC.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was as he was attacking that this happened.
That's true, because it's an enhancing effect.
Yeah, so it actually takes place as he's rolling the attack.
That makes more sense, though. If not, it's just...
And it kind of fits with being the animal itself. Yeah. Because, well, he's on his way of attacking, and he turns completely feral, and there's an enemy in front of him. So, yeah, complete the attack. And now you're pushing yourself to as much as you can.
Might as well.
Trying to break yourself so you won't run away.
So, 7 damage.
7 damage.
How can it be 7 damage with 2 successes?
Because of the predator, he used 5 points to increase his damage.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
Kind of like how my antlers just give me bonus dice for each point I spend, except he does bonus damage.
Yeah, I thought it was bonus dice. Okay.
Yeah. So, Crosby just leaps upon this thing and starts tearing and biting. And
hey, does it roll armor?
It has 1 health left, and he can roll 3 dice for armor. So,
I want to see that. I want to see him roll. This fucking
roll
little armor,
please.
If he's got armor, he's gonna roll. Yeah, that's right. Didn't roll anything, you piece of shit.
Because it knew it was no point in it.
He accepted his fate.
So
angry Wolverine is running at it. It's like, oh shit.
Send. Send will.txt to family at watcher.com.
Bioprayer.exe execute.
So there are metal bits flying, there's drool covered metal bits, and you're pretty lucky that this is not something living, because then it would be really horrible to see.
I mean, we saw what happened to the shark.
Yeah, and you saw what happened to that poor rat.
Oh yeah, fuck.
And then Crosby takes off, running, starting to, like, he stops for a moment after he's, like, torn this thing to bits, realizing there's no food in it, like, chewing on a piece, like, it's not tasty at all. He just stands up on his legs, sniffs in there, turns the direction and starts running.
It's funny
on all
because
4.
Concrete is the only PC that's not damaged. We all have, like, damage. So he's gonna come back next week and, like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, no, he has 3 damage. He fell into that bramble bush.
No, that was Ringo.
No, Concrete. I'm talking about Concrete.
Oh, that was Ringo who fell into the bush?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Crosby is taking off, running on all 4, making...
Crosby, so...
Where?
I'm gonna go run over and try and help out Barbossa.
Okay.
Heal check. Don't kill her.
Pretty much.
Yeah, she is still broken by damage.
She cannot die from a broken wrist or something.
That's a joke, JPEG.
I only have 3 dice since I've taken 2 doubt damage.
You make the stick on a rope? I forget the name for some reason. You know that they started to stop advising people to do it in first aid because people would lose limbs?
Splint.
Yeah, he just make a split. Just like cut off the circulation with his arm. Like, wow, you're really not good at this.
Oh, what are those things that they use to stop bleeding? A tourniquet.
Tourniquet.
They have like things in the manual of not tourniqueting somebody's neck. So like the U.S. like field like military manual of if somebody has a head injury, do not tourniquet their neck.
Because somebody did it.
Pretty much.
There is a point in the first aid training I got in the military where they teach you how to treat bullet wounds to the lungs. If someone gets shot in the chest and it's piercing the lungs,
yeah, you close his you pinch his nose and close his mouth and let him die.
No, you actually use the plastic covering from the first aid kit, and you use it as the first layer, basically trying to make it as airtight as possible, so it doesn't breathe.
So you're not breathing through your chest wound?
Yeah.
But you have to cover the exit wound too, no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the poor person does not have great chances, but it's one of those... Well, it's better than nothing if they have a chance at least.
As long as they didn't get shot in the other lung.
Can you put a cork?
That lung's still getting filled with blood.
Yep.
Man, just an infection must be a nightmare.
Yeah. Gangrene was common.
All right, so Barbo size yield for two, right?
I think it's just you get to one. But how does it work if you get extra successes for heal?
I thought...
No, it's two. So you have two strength.
Which is ridiculous, because basically one way would have to have a medic that's really good, and instead of consuming too much food, you just knock yourself out and get healed to the max.
Yep.
All right.
Don't depend too much on food. You'll become addicted to it.
So do anyone else need heal checks, or did two people run off into the fucking forest?
I need a heal check.
Alright.
Yeah,
I'm
still fatigued, broken.
You just need water. I don't know that we can actually heal that.
Yeah, how does it work? Is it the same thing? Is it the heal check?
You're still broken, so you can still do a heal check on it.
Okay. I'll heal check.
But it's... You're not risking death from a fatigue broken. Unless you're left broken in the middle of nowhere.
Right,
where
I tried,
you have
I tried
no chance.
Of... Dice. Game doesn't want you to heal. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Jeff, we're just not really... you've had bad luck these last two games.
So I'm not going to push it. I'm going to instead, I guess, go and try and... do whoever else needs heal checks, and we'll come back around to that.
Yes, help the boost man who helped you.
Yeah, so we'll try it again, and then we'll come back to Jeff.
Well, you can only do it once.
What happens? What happens if? Yeah, is it once per day or something?
I mean, you're just now, exhausted, you right? Only... We can just wait out. I mean, we plan to do that anyways. It's how we
push.
Right?
Yeah, because if you rolled. Five basic dice, so it means that you have five. You can take five damage before you're broken.
Yeah, this is true, but I mean, I already have one there, and I don't trust the dice. But I'll do it for you, for you. I did it for
yay!
You, for you.
Yay!
It takes 1d6 hours, and you will be unbroken. If no, it's not pushed.
Oh, well,
pushed. So he's good. Alright, so I move on to the moose, and now I have a minus two. This is damage, though, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So my surgeon kicks in, and so does my...
though, you're not broken from damage, are you?
No.
So then you can't do heal on it.
Alright, then.
Oh.
But you need to heal Jeff's leg at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
Are you not using the medkit?
No, I can only use the medkit for damage.
Yes.
Same as surgeon, so I double-stacked into...
The healing for Jeff is probably mostly like calming him down, because basically he has his brokenness. He has a nervous breakdown. Like he's probably like babbling to himself and
Yes.
Not again. Repeatedly.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I was going to get abducted by the Watchers again. I'm really not down for that. So,
it's one of those, put a blanket around him and
oh, the sweet shock blankets, yeah.
Well, you probably don't have one of those, but some sort of blanket.
That's the next treasure we're getting.
Is there anything we can salvage from this downed Watcher?
Yeah, take the whole thing. We gotta move anyways, because we don't want to be here if they plan to come get us.
This little piece is just blinking repeatedly.
There's no very... The largest piece is probably, like, a piece of the casing, but it's bent and has teeth marks in it. The rest is pretty much just ripped to components, and then the components have been stepped on and chewed.
Yeah, no, this junk. Okay.
I don't know, I still kind of want to take it, just because I remember back... Like, I know my character doesn't, but I remember as a player back that we found that they had taken, apparently, their downed drones before, for whatever reason, to either recycle them or they just didn't want us to have them. And who knows, maybe people want the stupid weird electronic bits, so, you know, I'll take that. Junk.
Are you staying to get all of it, or are you just grabbing...
No, I'm just gonna grab whatever looks the least shitty. Because, like I said, I'm mainly taking it so that if we find someone that wants junk like that, we can trade them. And we're cleaning up our camp.
Yeah, it's pretty much raw material. It's just raw material. It went to pretty much like -6 damage.
Okay.
So it had one health left, and it took 7 damage. So the thing is junk.
So...
You're not sure if you saw it, but it kind of feels like Crosby was probably tap dancing over the bits there for a while.
Alright, so I'm just gonna pass out potions of various kinds and just try and get back to nice full health.
I'm gonna go wander off into the woods.
Alright.
To contemplate humanity.
So I'm just gonna start chugging potions, I guess.
Okay.
So here's for damage, so I can get rid of my one last... Yeah, look at that sweet 6 I healed off of damage. Man, that was a good potion, thanks, Dad. Alright, let me keep chugging potions. I'll take a fatigue one, get rid of my... 2, yeah, perfect.
You just keep chugging them potions.
Yep. Now let's chug a doubt one, and we'll be all nice and fixed. Oh yeah, we did it. We're full health, boys. Alright, looking good. Who else wants potions?
Your stomach is not feeling great.
Yeah, it's fine though. It's fine.
Yeah, well, I have 3 fatigue damage, so that's the only
damage
I have.
Yeah, you can have
right
one
now.
Too. You roll a d6, chug that potion.
Okay, cool, thanks. Yeah,
you did it. All right, I should probably make some more potions. I'm not as good at it as my dad was, but it's all good. All right, so let's pack up our camp and leave. We're still going to Katz, or have we decided against that now after getting wrecked?
Well. Crosby is gone. We all know where it is. Where he is.
Crosby is gone. Tolkien has walked off into the woods. It's pretty much you two, Ringo, who's whimpering and trying to pull thorns out of his out of him. And
yeah, I'll walk over and help him with that. Well, while I talk with
as Calhoun, you walk over, you start hearing a very loud crunching sound. Approaching.
Yeah, I'm gonna assume those are like the big walking walker watchers that come to scoop us up. So yeah, I think we're just gonna leave. Goodbye, Tolkien's air mattress and other such things that we can't carry.
No, he can carry. He's human.
Yeah, but he left, I'm saying. I don't think he took it.
Did he take it?
You know, just so that I don't lose it, yes.
Okay, good. Because I was not going to be able to carry all that.
Well, he went into the forest and realized, oh, I didn't took it. So he came back, took it, and then went back in the forest.
Took his wagon as well.
Okay, right.
Are they coming from? Because we're not going in that direction. So if they're scaring us off from the cats, I guess we're not going to go visit them.
Okay.
I'm done with that.
Let's see. That's 1, and that's 6. So, let's see, you're still fairly close to the rats. So it's coming from the south along the river.
So we can either I guess, cross the river and head towards the cat stuff, right?
Yep, but you're not near the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like fun. Or we can, I guess, go hang out with the rats for a little bit and then figure out what the fuck we're doing, if the rest of our party ever shows up, or if we just go on adventures without them. What is the rest of the party thinking? What is Cahoon and Ringo and good old Concrete saying about this?
Well, you have two people who don't have PC halos at the moment, so...
Yeah, so their input's not as valid, but I mean, I'll still consider it.
As long as we don't get captured by the Watchers, I'm fine with it, so... I'm down with the rats.
Yeah, I guess that's the easiest thing, right? Is to go hang out with the rats until shit blows over, and then we'll figure out where we're going from there and hopefully meet up with everyone else. So I think that's the plan.
Okay, yep. So you tried to head back into the rat castle? Or...
Wait, why are you going back to the rats?
Because there's nowhere else to really go if we're trying to avoid these thingies. Because we can't cross the river very easily without a bridge, right? And we're not near enough to the bridge to take the bridge.
The bridge is following the river south, and...
Yeah, that's where they're coming from.
The sound is coming from the south going north along the river.
So, I mean, I guess we could go hang out with the reptiles, but that's further away. And that's also southern, so...
Yeah, it's just temporary. We're not going to stay at the rats, but for now, we're going towards the rats.
Okay.
How wide is the river, eh?
I would say 15, 20 meters, so 45 to 60 feet.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's not going to be fun to try and cross, especially if they come by and start shooting at us or some shit. So, yeah, I guess we'll head up north and just kick it by the rat's habitat until we feel like it's safer to, you know, go where we were going and go find our friends or something.
Are you going to try and get in?
They head off to, like, it might just be better to try and follow them off into the forest. Or did they both run off in opposite directions?
Crosby, he took off towards the river, and Tolkien, I don't know where he tried to go.
He's just going deeper into the woods.
What like this. Direction?
Let's see, we haven't crossed the river yet, right?
You are on the east side of the river.
Okay. Yeah, no, he will probably go further east. I mean, he'll probably go south and try and get to that bridge.
So he's going towards where you hear the rumbling and something moving closer towards you.
Like, off of the path, though, as far as possible.
Okay, how far? Far enough that
he's getting pretty close to the swampy area.
Far enough that he won't get in visual range of anything, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's basically taking... So he's not really going that much south, he's mostly going east in a big curve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so going to the rats, are you going to go try and get into the rat castle, or?
I think we're just going to kick it along the kind of outskirts of it. We don't actually want to go hang out with them. We're just kind of using them as a slight buffer till we feel secure enough to, you know, go on our merry way.
Okay, so you're kind of going around it to the back behind you, so you put the rats between you and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, is the noise on the ground following us, or...?
No, it's not.
Okay, so I guess when we don't hear the noise anymore, we can just stop walking.
Yeah, we'll probably try and...
We don't have to go
wide
too far for no reason.
I mean, if we go all the way up to the rat castle, right, we can just cross the river where it's, you know, not a problem, right?
No, but the bridge is south of the rats.
Yeah, but like it goes into like a little waterfall right there, right? By the mountain or whatever? And then no more river?
So, I don't know, can we cross in the mountain?
So you want to go up into the mountain and around?
Yeah, just slightly around. It shouldn't be too hard of a track.
No, but Tolkien went into the flight near the swamp. So if we do that, we're going to lose like two party members.
Well, I mean, everyone knows where we were supposed to go. And I mean, we can meet him on the other side of the river and wave to him or some shit. I don't know.
The only...
I just want to be on the other side of it for now.
The only really bad idea about going that far north is you're going very close to the outer fence.
We're rebels. We don't care about their fences and other limits. Fuck them.
Though the fences have the guard towers.
Oh, I see.
Those you know about. They don't like it when you get close to them. They shoot you.
Once I can get close enough to the river...
Without going close?
And then I guess we're hanging out then until we feel safe enough to head back down towards the bridge and cross there, I guess.
I mean, if I can get to the river, I'll just cock my wagon and float it across the river.
So you're not going to the bridge?
Yeah, no, if it seems like they're like getting louder and louder, I'll...
Eventually you pass each other because it's heading north towards where you had your camp.
Okay. I'll just cross the river.
Okay.
Going to the bridge is dangerous. They probably have watchers there.
You don't see any when you get closer to the bridge.
Oh, okay. I will cross.
As you're crossing...
That was a trap. They were the bridge the whole time.
Oh no!
Transformers, who can transform into a bridge.
They just have a single metal post in the middle of the bridge that releases, like, nerve gas.
Or the basically the entire bridge is a pit trap. As you're crossing, you start hearing the sound from behind you coming back towards you. The stomping and crunching and trees toppling over.
I'll just keep on going because screw that.
Okay, so you're over to the other side.
If it can knock down trees, it's too big for the bridge, right? Right? No?
Nope.
Okay, I keep going.
Getting into the forest, and what are your plans when you get to the forest on the other side? Are you going to hide there, or keep going?
Let's see. I need some downtime, so yes, I'll hide in the forest.
Okay. So the rat team, what are your plans? Hang out by the rats hiding there for a while?
So if we're going to be doing that, I guess we got time to kill, right? So I'm going to go ahead and do a brew potions check and try and make us some sweet new health potions.
So you're staying a few hours over there?
Yeah, I guess we can take a break.
Yeah, because we're waiting for it to blow over and die down, and maybe everyone else meets up with us. Otherwise, we got to go find them. So,
can you while we're doing that, can you check my knee? If you make a medicine check and you succeed, it can.
All right,
I'm gonna be damaged for 8 days instead of 16.
So this is damage, though, right? So that's what the knee still counts as. So I can put in surgeon in the first aid kit.
Not the first aid kit, but the surgeon. Yes.
Okay.
Because it's not actually damage, it's the critical injury. So having good first aid supplies doesn't help, but being a surgeon... All right,
there's one
helps.
Success.
So one success works?
Yep. So now you're down to 8 days instead of 16.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I'm going to do potions, and I guess maybe you want to hunt while we have this downtime with your busted up knee.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
so
I
that we
can
do stuff like that. We'll just do all the downtime stuff right now.
I have two grubs, but I have zero water, so it's probably...
I mean, we'll go to the river
so.
And we'll get some fucking water from the river at some point, eh?
Okay, but it's not drinkable water.
Yeah, we just boil it. It's fine. There's purifying methods.
Do you have spare waters?
I do currently, if we need it right now, but we do probably want to go restock characters on water.
Okay, so I could hunt for water, but I can hunt for food if you want.
Whichever you feel you need to do. Right now, I'm not super content with myself.
I imagine Cahoon also finding some good branch or something that he could use as a crutch to help him.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm not having much luck with these potions. Guess I can't find the plants I need to make the potion I wanted.
No, seems like they don't grow that much up here. You're more used to the ones a bit further south and not near the water and not near the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you wait a number of hours there.
I feel like I want to hunt for water, so...
Okay.
So two success, so I can have 2d6 of water.
Okay.
So 10, yay!
Nice. Okay, so...
And then I'm back to the small camp-ish thing that we made near the rats.
Okay. There are a number of tracks. That sounds weird. Tracked tracks. Just going all around, like the small fire you have has been crushed underneath some tracked. It's pretty much flattened and torn up.
Okay, but I mean where Barbossa is.
Okay. Well, she's not flattened, and...
I was like, oh, did I die off screen?
Yeah, for a second I was like, fuck, the camp got attacked.
So, it's around noon now. Tolkien, right, what are
so
you
if
doing?
If he comes back and he's like... I explained that I couldn't find what I needed for the potion.
Did I get a chance to rest? I doubt.
If you sleep...
Alone. Yeah, no, I was gonna sleep then.
Okay. Let's see. Doubt, that is... that's just sleep, right?
Yep. No, that's the one where I have to just be alone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that works too. Since you are alone.
Pretty much. So yeah, I'll just rest, and then I'm gonna guess I have to hunt after I've rested. So
well you other people don't have really have the hunt skill, do you?
No, I do not.
So
it's either that or go barter for food.
I will let you do a no nature, but it's not really hunting, it's more foraging.
Pretty much. Since I'm an herbivore anyway.
Not for a few days.
that's true. And nature's 2, wits is 3. And I will push it. That is unfortunate. Confused.
You do not find anything edible.
Oh well, I can't replenish my stores. Okay, I'll let you push on to somebody else. He's just out trying to gather berries and be alone.
Hmm. Well, the only other we have is Tag Team Rats. What are your plans after in the afternoon?
I guess after a couple hours we can go back. If we think that everyone might go to the other side of the river, we can just try to cross.
I mean, since Clay's already described what our old campsite looks like, we should go look at it. And then from there, we'll head towards the river where we remember that Crosby headed towards, see if we can find him there. And I assume we still have Ringo and Concrete with us, right?
Yep.
Like, they're still hanging out with us? Okay.
Yeah, they're being NPCs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Following you like puppies.
Yeah, and so we don't really know about where Tolkien would have gone since he does his moose man thing and just wanders about in the forest.
Moose man thing.
He's so mysterious.
So yeah, we'll head back to the camp and then to the river where we remember Crosby went.
Okay. You managed to get to the river where around roughly the area where you think Crosby probably would have ended up. You think around here somewhere if he kept going pretty much the direction he was going.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's not there, I guess. He's not floating on the water.
he's floating. You see, just see his back floating past in the river.
Oh no!
No, you don't see him at all.
Okay. Does it look like we could cross the river? We have to swim to cross the river, right?
Probably.
And we know that Crosby cannot swim, so he probably went to the bridge, I guess, or he's dead. So,
I mean, if we're going to try and cross the river, we're going to need to get to the bridge anyways. It wouldn't be best for you to swim with your knee as it is.
Just to make sure that the bad days
mm-hmm.
can get worse if we just try to swim and then we just drown.
Yeah, so we're going to walk along the river to get to the bridge.
Okay.
And then try and cross.
Okay. You get to... Huh?
I was just going to say, I want to... keep an eye for or ear keep an ear for noise in the forest, just make sure that we're not followed or
okay
the watchers are not coming for us.
Roll me scout.
Okay
yeah, you don't really hear anything other than the normal forest sounds.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to the bridge. I assume you kind of you stop for a moment just to make sure that there's no one waiting at the bridge and just check it out before approaching it.
Yeah.
It looks like there's no one there.
Okay, so I guess we cross the bridge.
Okay.
Yep.
You cross the bridge. You're on the other side. You see a branch on the road.
There's a branch on the road. Oh my god, there's a branch in the forest.
This branch is clearly amazing. A clue, otherwise the GM wouldn't have told us about it, so we gotta go check out this branch.
It's a magical branch.
This branch lets us win the game. You just swing it at robots and it kills them in one shot. I'm gonna comprehend this branch.
Yep, that's how it works.
This is clearly a really amazing branch.
Alright. So yes, branch on the road, okay. So, yeah, we're just gonna continue. We're just gonna walk a little ways up and down the river, but near the bridge, just to check if anyone was waiting around there, and just,
yeah,
you know, isn't being very talkative and didn't want to come out to say hi to us. So we'll do that for, like, a little bit, like, maybe give it a good, like, 20 minutes of walking up and down the river till we check it out.
I mean, if he sees you guys, he'll probably eventually come out.
Is it a gas-powered stick?
No, it's nuclear.
Oh, okay.
You open a lid in the end and put on a uranium rod into the stick. Okay, so after a while, Tolkien walks out of the forest.
Dragging his cart.
Oh good, we found you. I was worried that you might have gotten lost.
I don't get lost.
Did you see
Grusby?
But
it's good that you guys
found me. Do you know where he went?
No.
Okay. So what do we do now? Do we have an idea where Grusby is? Or should we go back to the cats?
It's been about 7 hours since the attack now.
Yeah, I mean, we went to the camp and it looked like there was no signs of him having come back, right? Because we had already spent a few hours away from that site.
Yeah, you spent almost like 6 hours near the rats because he was off, like, looking for water and you were brewing potions and stuff.
Yeah, so I don't think we're going to have a good idea of where to find him. So either, I guess... I don't know that we really can right now. He'd have to kind of find us randomly at this point. So I think we could just continue with our cat's mission. Oh yeah, if you have like some kind of tracking skills, I guess you could try that out. Otherwise, I feel like we could just start tracking towards the cats and hope he finds us.
But you kind of said that he crossed the river. Did he cross the river?
Are you trying to track him or?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, roll me hunt then to see if you can pick up his tracks.
Yeah, so I got one.
Okay. Crosby did have tracked legs, didn't he?
I didn't hear what you said.
Crosby had tracked legs. He had, like, tracks instead of legs, right?
No.
We might be wandering upon this tracked beast that makes loud noises.
That was Crosby, right?
So I
feel like I distinctly remember that. He used to always go around making, you know, whirly noises and stuff too. Yeah. That sounds like him.
No, but you pick up... You're not 100% sure if it's Crosby, but there's a big chance, unless there was some other Wolverine running around up here.
Yeah, it's probably him. I don't think there are a lot of Wolverines in that area.
He seems to have crossed not on the bridge, but under the bridge.
Oh, okay.
And continued, like, southwest, going straight into the forest there. Kind of in direction towards the dogs.
Okay. So do we want to go towards the dogs, or do we want to go to the cats? We kind of have to cross the road near the dogs to go to the cats.
I mean, we might as well.
You are up there.
Yeah.
We just want to try and grab
dogs
Crosby,
are there.
Yeah. And then we'll cut through.
Cats are there.
To get to cats.
But the dogs didn't really like our presence last time.
I mean,
we were
kind of obnoxious.
It's fine. We'll be fine. We just want to grab Crosby and, you know, actually have him as not dead, maybe, in the wilderness. Otherwise, I mean, if no one cares about him, we can just fucking go to the cats.
Yeah, let's
you
go
guys.
Chase after him.
Yeah, I'm done with that. So can I see the tracks where they went and we can follow the tracks?
Yeah, you think you can follow the tracks. Okay, Alex, would you like to roll me a move? Just roughly getting an estimate on how fast Crosby is moving.
Well, we wasted hours to rest and
but,
do some
I mean,
shit.
I want you to also give me a, what's it called, endure. So he's not moving that fast. Let's see how tenacious he is on keeping moving. Well, yeah. But you can see on his tracks that he's not running, he's walking on all four.
Okay, so maybe we can catch, so he's not running, he's walking, so maybe we can catch him up?
Yeah, but
he's gonna have to rest at some point, so.
The thing is, though, he still has like 5 hours ahead of you. So.
Nah, man, he spent like 4 hours digging under that fucking river. That'd be an arduous process, okay?
Well, he didn't dig under the river. He kind of waded under the bridge, using like the support.
Oh, but he's gonna have to
probably
rest
doing
at some point.
Some doggy paddling.
And I mean, I guess we're gonna keep following, right? That's our game plan right now.
Okay. Are you going to try and keep Well, you have one who's wounded, leg injury, so you're probably not going to be keeping a very high pace yourself.
Yeah. That's the problem. Like, I'd be willing to leave them behind just to go see if I can catch up to him and get him before he gets too far, but I don't trust that they'd be fine without me around to help them.
They need some responsible adult.
We'll be fine. Go help out. Go help out.
Okay, so are you going to take off?
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and go at a much better pace than they can do. Just jumping through the trees and stuff.
Do we set the meeting point, or...?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I guess we'd pick some place that's not super close to the doggos, but is, you know, something that we could all figure out, right? So I guess over there by the ski lift or some shit, huh? Okay.
But still, maybe not near the road, but in the forest? I don't know. Is it forest east of the ski lift, or...?
Well, you're pretty much straight south of the rats now, at the beginning of that forest.
Yeah. Well, we crossed the bridge, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we could cross the forest and meet at the edge of the forest?
That is an option.
Okay, sounds good to me. So I'll see if I can catch up to him, and I'll meet up with you guys there as soon as I can.
Okay. Are you going to run, or...?
Yeah. Or jump, you know, whatever.
Okay. So are you going to use your jumping ability, or...?
Yeah, we'll spend an FP on that. Let's do it. Let's do some jumpies.
I don't know if it's going to help that much, because you can jump 30 when you use one FP.
Yeah, there's really no point. I'm just being thematic, okay?
Well, if you're going to be jumping on, just give me one, though, just for the thematic.
Hmm.
I'm not going to do this.
It's just
travel.
Move checks, right? So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to do this turn by turn based, because that would be silly. Kind of how I made Alex roll Crosby, like one move and one endure, to see what his pace and how tenacious he is.
Okay, I'm not doing very well. Okay. Dice, come on, be nicer.
Okay. Roll me an endure as well, then, to see if you can keep going.
Okay.
Okay, so you keep going as pretty much as quick as you dare go for an hour or two, and then you're starting to get pretty damn tired. It's hard work getting through a forest as quick as you can.
All right. So I'm assuming I don't come across him at any point, right?
No, you haven't seen him, at least not yet. If he continued going in this direction the whole time.
Yeah, there's also that problem that I'm not a tracker.
Yep.
Might just have to give up on this.
Do you take a small break and keep going, or turn
I'll probably
back?
Yeah, have to take a small break and then I'll decide during my break if I need to turn around, if this is a kind of a lost cause at this point, or if I can justifiably feel like going forward on.
On my side, can I... we keep moving in the forest, but at slow pace. Can we keep following the tracks?
Yeah, you can. But like I said, you have a lot slower pace, being as you kind of have to hobble along with a crutch and using one leg in the forest. You probably don't want to set too much weight on your injured leg.
Yeah. It's okay.
I mean, if you want to sit in my cart.
Yeah, you have two carts and one who's carrying a large bag.
I want to go in the bag. No. <It's> like, with the legs and the arms sticking out. No, I guess, I could go. I don't know. Will I be able to keep up with the tracks if I'm sitting in the cart?
You will probably have to like stop every now and then and get out and make sure that you're still on the right direction. But it will probably be easier for you, at least.
Okay, well, I'm
getting even if this, like, the speed may be a little bit faster, but not a huge amount faster. But okay. It will be probably easier in your leg, at least. At least this early on in the injury. Right now, it hurts like hell just putting even the tiniest bit of weight on the knee. Okay.
Okay.
So, have you decided? Do you keep going or do you turn back?
I think at this point she's kind of not really even sure which way to go and everything, so I think she's going to just turn around at this point.
Okay. Alex, roll me a sneak, please. You have just one die. Okay. Okay, so Christian, roll me a scout.
All right, I'm going to scout him out, man. It's going
to... Oh! So you're not entirely sure why you didn't see him before, but you see Crosby. He's lying on his back on a big rock, kind of sleeping, a beam of sun on his belly. Probably thinks it's nice and cozy and warm with the sun on his belly.
All right. I mean, I'm assuming I was told that he ran off because he fucking went ballistic or some shit.
Well, you saw him go nuts and tear that drone. But if it had limbs, it wouldn't have had afterwards. And you did pick up some of the bits. There, like, it didn't look like a single piece was whole. I mean, he had been chewing on the casing of the thing, a metal casing.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm thinking here. I guess I'd rather confirm that he's still fucking feral or something before I, you know, just assume and do something offensive.
What are you going to do? He's sleeping right now.
After I spot him, I'm just gonna kind of, you know, cautiously move up and, you know, see if I can, you know, talk to him or what's going on there. What's the deal?
His paws are waggling in a little bit. Looks like he's dream running, and he's making this like weird muffled sound.
Yeah. So. I'm just gonna put out some, like, food and water and, you know, find a stick and poke him with it. See if he comes to and, you know, his reaction to that.
Okay. Well, Alex, what do you think his reaction would be?
Getting poked by a stick?
Yep, poked by a stick while he was sleeping. But there's food and water set out in front of him.
I'm probably, considering his state, probably jump on it and devour everything.
After biting the stick in half?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
The stick woke him from his sleep. And it was such a nice sunbeam on your belly.
Yeah, I'm going to spend 3 points of predator to destroy that stick.
Roll for the nuclear powered stick.
Roll for the armor of the stick. Maybe it's going to resist.
No, it's fine.
You take one d20 rot points.
Maybe it's another magical stick, we don't know. Or it's the one that we...
You ate the uranium rod. So, yeah, he bites he just crunches the stick, and then it appears like he notices the food and water, and he just...
Yeah, alright, okay, so, so he's still not feeling so hot. What do I need to do to, like, coax him out of that?
Heal check.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so while he's distracted, I guess, eating and drinking, I'm gonna try and heal check his ass.
Yeah, this kind of heal check is mostly like talking in a calming voice and try. It's more of a mental heal check than a physical one.
All right. Yeah, I don't have a therapist, so.
Only dreams now.
All right, I make a success, so I'm just like, hey, buddy. Yeah, and I'm just, you know, trying to calm him down and, you know, coax him out of his state.
So he eats the food. And then he kind of just sits there, not really looking at you for a while. He just sits there sniffing in the air, walking around, jumping down from the rock, walking around the rock, digging a little in the dirt, rolling around in the dirt for a bit. And after a while, he starts kind of acknowledging that you're even there. I assume you spend most of the time sitting very, very still.
Yeah, and just, you know, trying to talk to him.
And... He starts acknowledging you're there, and then a while after that, he kind of walks up to you, starts sniffing, and then eventually, after he like spent some time sniffing you, it kind of just plonks down in front of you and just sits there.
So you have a new pet. You can add that to your inventory.
And for a while, it seems like he's actually listening to you. You're not sure he understands what you're saying, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just kind of trying to explain to him that we're supposed to go meet up with the rest of the group over, you know, where we said.
And, well, yeah, after a while, Crosby, you're starting to, like, be able to put thoughts that are not concerning food, digging for food, and sleeping together.
He's probably just going to grunt. I can't use stools for, I can't talk for another 4 days, so, yeah.
So, are you doing anything to kind of show that you at least understand, or?
Well, I gotta pick myself up.
Stand on your legs?
Yeah.
Well, he's not acting completely animal anymore.
Oh, good. Seems like you're feeling better. All right, so...
That's when the rest of the party crashes in, chased by an army of watchers. they're driving a convertible car that they picked up for some reason in the forest.
Probably in a medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, you spot Crosby and Barbossa in a little clearing near a big rock.
Yeah, no, we'll just head up to them. I don't know. We definitely need rest. For a few days.
It was noon when we left from the rats, I think, so it's probably near the end of the day now.
Yeah, it's pretty late afternoon.
Okay, so it's the second day in a row that we do absolutely nothing.
I mean, we need to do nothing for like a week or more.
Yeah. Alright, so I guess we can rest by the big rock.
Yeah, is that what you plan to do? Like, set up camp and wait for a number of days?
Well, we still have some daylight, I guess, so we should probably keep walking a bit.
For a couple of days, we should go to the cat's habitat. It's not that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we should at least get to the cat's habitat and say then that we start just chilling for a few days till everyone's, you know, better.
Yeah, I guess we can walk towards the cats.
Are you just planning to go to the cats and rest there, or are you making a very slow trip towards the cats?
Or can we rest at least? I need to rest as soon as...
Yeah, yeah, we'll rest up, like, at least for this little bit, right? And then we'll start going. We'll probably go at, like, a nice even pace enough that, you know, it's not stressful on everyone. And then, yeah, we'll just kick it by the cats for a while. Enough till everyone's nice and good so we can adventure again.
So, are you... roughly how long do you want to spend on the trip towards the cats?
How far is it? Isn't a day enough to go there?
You could reach it in a day if you keep a not insane pace, but a good pace, like a traveling pace.
Even with my knee?
Well, that will you will you on foot will not reach it in a day.
So two days.
Yeah.
Okay. You take 2 days.
Okay.
And did you have potion? Did you have an agility potion? By the way, Barbossa.
That's fatigue, right?
Yeah.
Let me check. No, unfortunately, I don't think I have any more. I tried to make some more stuff, and I didn't find the plants. See, Edley. Well, we'll work on that, though. When we camp, I guess. And since we're gonna people anyways, we got a bit of resupplying, and we'll just continue doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But fatigue is... You can heal it with water, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a shitload of water. So.
Yeah, I gave you one earlier, too, so you should have been able to use that, too. I gave you a food and a water earlier.
No, you did?
Crosby, yeah, remember I put out food and water for you?
Okay. I assume I took it, just so I'm not starving, dehydrated.
Yeah.
But if you want, I have like 10 water, so if you need water to heal fatigue, I can give you water.
Let us know when we're going to be resting up. Can't hear you.
Considering that you take 2 days traveling and 2 days, each of you need to spend... three grub and three water for...
That's everything I have left. Cool.
Well, I only have two grubs. Okay, is it possible that I hunt on the trip, or I don't know? Can we take a break on the way there and I can hunt?
Oh, I don't even have feral points right now.
Nope.
Wait, was I supposed to get feral points when I got shot? Or no, I lost those when I...
You effectively lost all access to
your
stuff.
You can't do anything like that.
Yeah, you lost all feral points and all access to them. You can't even get feral points until this thing is over.
Well, okay. Shoot.
But can I hunt for food on the way to the cats?
If you're willing to spend a bit more time on the road.
Well, it depends on the rest of the group, but I only have 2 grubs, so...
We're gonna have to do that. I
had 1 grub extra. I'll be completely spent, but I can give you that grub if it means that we can still make camp and then be able to, you know, hunt and figure our stuff out and get people supplies.
No, I have
2
damage and no food, so even if you gave me 1 grub, I'd still be taking enough to damage me out.
Okay, so it's better for me to just stop and hunt.
Yeah, hunt for food, it looks like.
Okay.
I'll do no nature and...
And I'm out of water, by the way. I have 1 grub left after eating everything.
Okay. He got some water, so he should be able to share that. But yeah, we'll figure it out when we camp by the cats and just do some hunting and potion brewing and, you know, all that.
So I have 9 grubs now.
You just got grub? We need more water.
Well, I hunted on the way, so...
He had gotten water earlier, so he's got water.
Yeah, I have like 10 right now. I have 11 units. Grubs.
Really? Because I have 0 and I need like 7.
Okay, so I got 1 success. What does that mean?
You need 7 what? Water?
Yeah, because it takes 3. I'm completely out of water, so.
What were you looking for?
Food.
You get 1 grub.
Okay.
Well, I have rabbits I can share with everyone.
No.
I only hunt for rabbits.
All right.
Well, I can give you, Crosby, I can give you water, but I have 10, so if I give you 7...
Well, let's start with 3.
Okay, I can give you 3.
Okay, so at least I'm hydrated. Is everyone hydrated? Also, what is it, Echo?
Yeah,
well,
everyone's hydrated.
We have to take 3 each, so...
Mm-hmm. So that knocks another 3 out of your stock?
Yeah, so I have 4 left now. Mm-hmm. I have 8 grubs, 4 water.
Is everyone drinking?
Yeah, I drank enough and ate enough for my character. I have 1 grub left and 0 water, so we'll just have to...
I'm delaying you guys even further, because I only have 2 water.
Okay, so you give 1 to...
Yeah, I can give you 1 water. So Tolkien, I can give you 1 water.
Yeah,
so,
no.
There's some really weird echo.
I hear it too, it's troubling.
That's better.
Oh, it's stuck.
So you have 3 water left?
Now I have 3 water
well,
left. Yes.
If you can give it, well, can Barbosa try to brew potion? Because that would be more cost efficient.
If we was hunting, yeah, I can do that. I can try again. We'll see.
I really need to heal that fatigue.
So I've gotten 1 grub from my first foraging. We're gonna take 3 days to do this. So I'm just gonna delay us and have to go hunting again.
What stat is that?
For me, I'm
no,
just...
No, Barbosa.
That's the,
is that
instinct.
Wits?
Yeah.
Oh, instinct? So you have to pick fleas if you're gonna heal that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could do it if we feel like we really need these potions.
I really do, and I think we need to keep our water.
Yeah, okay, I'll push it then. I got the 1 success, okay.
So it's a fatigue potion?
Yeah, and you can chug that, and it's a d6, yeah. I gotta roll a d6 to see how many units of it we get. So let me do that first, and then I'll let you chug. Hopefully we get a good number.
This is gonna be really interesting to listen to.
2.
Oh, wow!
Wow. Unfortunate. Okay, so that's 1 of those expended. And I'll put the other one. Yeah, you can have the other one, too.
The answer is no. Oh, God.
You still have 1 damage, right?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Cool. We'll have to build more of those because I didn't make very many.
All right.
Okay. So after a very long trip, you can see the ski lodge or what do you call it? Call it the
ski center.
The cabin village.
Yeah. No, I need to roll for food before we even get there. Like I need to go hunting.
Oh, do you want food? I can give you food.
Yeah, I need food. I will pass out on day 2.
No, I have 8 grubs right now.
Yeah, he's got food.
Yeah, I can give you... How many do you need?
Just give me 2, and I'll have none when I get there.
Okay, I can give you 2 grubs.
Okay.
Okay, so you see the cabin village in the distance. It's... There's small gray cabins. There's what looks like a weird bear, some weird metal trees standing in a line near it, and there's a fence, some kind of fence around the village.
Is it really close to the village, the fence, or it's really far away?
No, the fence is pretty much just around the village, some sort of fence or something. You're seeing this at a distance.
Okay.
And I think this is where I'm going to call this session.
Acceptable.
Since we're at like 15 minutes left of our time slot. And I think this is a fairly good spot.
So, we almost died.